Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Forgotten Vampire Bite. There are stories about the bite of a vampire. Legends, histories, tales. Many of them describe the experience, how intense it is, how it lingers after the fact, how if you are not taken all the way, some part of you remembers it, craves it. It is said that the bite of a vampire feels really good. And I wonder if that was the inspiration for some of the original meaning of vampires, as they were a euphemism for something more naughty. Virgins, blood, the loss of innocence, feeling good somehow. What's very strange is that the few reports that are out there that tell of the experience are rarely able to describe exactly what happened. It's as if they've been compelled to forget. Their mind and memory manipulated by the vampire. The craving that remains, like a strange urge beneath the surface that can't be placed, that is difficult to pin down. But of course, I'm sure you know nothing about that. I wonder if you'd recognize it. The vampire that gave you that craving. Or maybe it's just in your imagination that you have been bitten before. You certainly don't remember it. Then again, how reliable is our memory anyway? Would you recognize their stature, their movements? Would you be aware when their eyes catch your gaze? Would you be able to feel it? Strange stillness in your mind as their gaze somehow captures a part of yours. Can you imagine how you'd simply stay still, almost giving yourself to the bite? It's hard to describe the exact sensation, but at some point a switch in your mind flips and you just feel a drop of blood pressure growing, flowing through you. A strange sensation as something has pierced your skin, has slowly penetrated beneath the surface, and is absorbing, taking away the last moments of lucidity. It can feel so good. It's hard to even describe exactly how it feels, as it's both subtle and overwhelming at the same time, a strange blend of sensations that spread all the way through your body. And then when it disappears, it's almost as if nothing happened. Of course, you might feel a little lightheaded after the fact, your mind struggling to grasp what has just happened, if anything has happened at all. You might even struggle to wake because you're somehow feeling a little dizzy, low on energy. It's completely normal after all. Vampires. Do they walk among us? Are they able to just take what they want? Sliding through the crowd, mixing, fading away from consciousness whenever they walk. And I wonder if you've been bitten before, if you would recognize the one that bit you. Would you recognize their eyes, their stare, as they find you? What's strange is that when you look into that stare, that gaze, it's as if they know you very deeply, as if they've absorbed your very blood and have read your mind, your memories, your past, your presence, all through that deep, dark red. Of course, there's no reason for you to feel a little woozy other than maybe some fractionation. It's perfectly possible to drop into a nice blank state. And who knows what you'll think about, what you think you feel, or what you may remember to forget, fluttering through your mind. Imagining the touch on your shoulder that slowly places your body, just dreaming that strange, sharp sensation of piercing in your neck. Completely unaware of the things that aren't happening down there, as waves of pleasure permeate your very presence, from tip to toe, from in to out. Every part of your body is just overcome with waves of sensation, blissful pleasure, strangely controlled and teasing, pulling out any kind of thoughts that are related to it. Until even the sensation itself has just faded to a memory that is dissipating in your own sensation. The last drop pulled, sucked. And of course, after losing some blood, it's very normal to feel a little lightheaded. Although you can feel lightheaded for all kinds of reasons, it may be something else entirely. Perhaps it's just an innocent trance that you're listening to, about some kind of sensual pleasure, some strange sensations. Nothing happened to your body at all, you think. See, when you wake, will you even know what was happening just now, or is it a pleasant blur, just a nice faded, strange sensation, like a trance? Because going in and out of trance is as easy as breathing, and will you even recognize the stare, the eyes, their presence, their posture, the strange look as they catch your gaze? Will you notice yourself blankly staring as your mind just fades away? A pressure taking, a drop leading. And more of your will is being sucked out. Of course, you're not in any danger. This is all a fantasy after all. You are just dreaming, and dreams dissipate when you wake. It's not like you're being compelled to forget, with strange mystical powers that are imbued into the bite of a vampire that seem to overrule any kind of normal instinctual reaction. As soon as it penetrates your skin, all there is bliss, an explosion of pleasure, waves of need, a craving that seems to go into your very core. And yet, you are convinced that this is just fantasy, that the strange craving, the feelings it inspires are just your imagination, dreams that fade away in the morning. The bite of a vampire can be difficult to comprehend or to describe, even to yourself. It's like the logic in dreams where things just happen. And even if you're aware of that strange feeling in your neck, the waves of tantalizing temptation traveling down your spine, even if you're somehow aware of that craving that you can feel into the very core, all the way down, it simply doesn't make any sense. Surely vampires are merely in the imagination. You wouldn't forget that gaze if it was real. And yet, if you try to remember, you don't know. The color, the shape, must have all been a dream, even if you're still quite woozy as you wake. And it is said that the bite of a vampire is difficult to remember. Many people have tried to describe it, those that could at least. I wish I knew more. Maybe you do. But would you be able to share? Or is this just a new experience after all? Again and again. Well, remember to wake. I hope you enjoyed the story. That's all it was. I'm sure your body remained entirely unaffected. Or did it feel something? Well then, enjoy whatever memories may remain, if any.